Today I will tell you a story. A Sufi story, which I love very much. Because sometimes, out of stories, you start understanding things that is very difficult to talk about. So relax, settle down. Be available. Feel you sitting comfortable. Open your eyes, your mind, your heart, your ears for the presence. Be aware how your mind is keeping you away from the present moment. Hear your ideas, your judgments, your conclusions will just take you away. Be available. Bahuddin al-Shah, a great teacher, a master of the Naqshband dervishes, one day met a conference in the great square of Bokhara. The newcomer who was coming was a wandering Kalahar of the Malamatic tribe, the blameworthy. Bahuddin was surrounded by disciples. "From where do you come?" he asked the traveler in the usual Sufi phrase. "I have no idea," said the other, grinning foolishly. Some of Bahuddin's disciples murmured their disapproval of this disrespect. "Where are you going?" persisted Bahuddin. "I do not know," shouted the dervish. "What is good then?" he asked. "By now a large crowd have gathered." "I do not know." "And what is evil?" "I have no idea." "And what is right?" "Whatever is good for me." "What is wrong?" "Whatever is bad for me." The crowd, which was now irritated beyond its patience by this dervish, drove him away, out of town. The dervish went off, striding purposefully in a direction which led nowhere, as far as anyone knew. "Fools," said Bahuddin, "this man is acting the part of humanity. While you were despising him and chasing him off, he was deliberately demonstrating heedlessness and stupidity, as each of you does, all unaware, every single day of your life." Very few people understand these stories. Now we will go into it. Bahuddin, a great master of the Naqshband dervishes. Bahuddin, he was a very famous Sufi master, very well known. And he was in the great square of Bokhara. Then a newcomer came, who was a wandering Kalaha of the Malamati, the blameworthy. Now, this Bahuddin, he was a master of the Naqshband. That means the designers. The Sufis, they have different groups. Depending on the master, you get the different tribe following you. And they can be very, very different. So his following, they call them the designers. Very beautiful name. And every master is a designer. He designs and he redesigns you. And only beautiful thing he will design. The designers was the name of Baudin's group. This newcomer, he must have been from a different tribe, was from the Malamati, the blameworthy. The blameworthy. Far out name. It means that they don't blame anybody. And everybody is so good to blame the other. It's very deep in every human being not to look at themselves. You always look at the other. You judge the other, you have the opinion about the other. This, they call themselves the blameworthy. They were worthy to be blamed. Just blame us. They blame themselves. We can be blamed. It means that they are ready to look at themselves. The whole attention is on themselves. They have stopped this whole outgoing energy to compare and look at others. And it happens all the time, especially around the mystics, when you people come, you are so used to blaming, comparing, judging everything in the outside world, you bring that with you in here also. You start comparing and judging and having opinions about the master, which you have no idea about. It's totally new territory. And you can very, very ease the opportunity if you don't go deeper, if you are not ready to start looking at yourself. Then you will always be stuck in looking outside. Nothing will happen before you start looking at yourself. You have to start blaming yourself, taking responsibility. That's what it means. You start being responsible for yourself, the blameworthy. It's a great word. And it's always painful in the beginning when you start looking at yourself. And that's why so few people do it. Very few people has the courage to look at themselves. That's why I have this question when you come here. Are you ready to look at yourself? Are you willing to look at yourself? Just to give you a hint that this is what's happening here. If you are not open to do that, you have nothing here to do. You have to start being ready to look at yourself. That is the only way to transform. You can't dream about becoming a better person just because you're reading some books or you have some ideas. Any idiot doesn't change so easily. You have to see what is keeping you away from yourself. If you are angry, you have to study where does this anger come from. You have to look at yourself. If you have judgments, you have to start looking at yourself. Where does it come from? What does it do with me? You have to start turning the attention back. But in those days, like these days, the ordinary people always look at the other. This is this whole story. No, Baudin, he was a great teacher. He was very acknowledged, accepted, because he spoke in a very beautiful way. Many of the Sufis, they were great poets, Rumi, Hafiz, and people understood them. But you had also different kinds of mystics, like this guy who was coming wandering into Bokhara, and Bahuddin was surrounded by his disciples. This man who was coming, I think that this Bahuddin, he must have known about, they must have known him from before. It was a little test for Bahuddin's disciples. Otherwise, how could you put up this great show? Bahuddin asked, "From where do you come?" he asked the traveler, in the usual Sufi phrase. "I have no idea," said the other, grinning foolishly, like he was just stupid. "I don't know." Some of Bahuddin's disciples murmured their disapproval of this disrespect. And any disciple who is in tune with the master, they don't want anybody to do any disrespect to the master. They were thinking, why does he talk to this guy? He's behaving just like a fool. "Where are you going then?" persisted Bahuddin. "I do not know," shouted the dervish. "What is good?" By now a large crowd have gathered around them. "I do not know." "What is evil?" "I have no idea." "What is right?" "Whatever is good for me." "What is wrong?" "Whatever is bad for me." The crowd, irritated beyond its patience by this dervish, drove him away. No, they didn't get any answer to their minds. He went off striding purposefully in a direction which led nowhere, as far as anyone knew. "Fools," said Bahuddin, "this man is acting the part of humanity. While you were despising him, chasing him off, he was deliberately demonstrating your stupidity and heedlessness, as each of you do, all unaware every day of your life." This, he just showed how people are, how you are, but you are not aware of it. And that's why it's so difficult to recognize it. You don't see it because it's too close to you. That's why you have to have a distance to yourself, and that's what meditation is all about, giving you a distance to the ego, to your whole drama. Then only can you start seeing clear. If you're too involved, you can see it. You have to have a distance. Then you can observe. If you're in the middle of the forest, you don't see anything except trees. You have to go on top of the mountain. Then you can see. You have to have a distance. But everybody is so glued into their drama, into their little story, that they don't have any vision. This is what this master is showing. "Where are you going?" "I don't know." Nobody knows where they are going. You are just drifting around. You are just doing what maybe the society expects from you, or the parents, or your boyfriend, or your family. You are just drifting around. You have no direction by yourself. That you can only have when you start feeling something higher, something deeper. That's why truth will always be very much difficult in the beginning, because it will change everything. It will demand change, because you've been living unconscious. Now you start living more conscious. That means change. No, you have to start figuring out from yourself, not just be wishy-washy. Where are you going? I don't know. What is good? I don't know. What is evil? I have no idea. He's telling how people are. Nobody knows. How can they know if they have all these wars? How can they know if they have this anger? How can they know if they have all this competition? They don't know what they are doing. What is right? Whatever is good for me. What is wrong? Whatever is bad for me. These disciples to Bao Din thought he was totally stupid. It sounds just like anybody who is mad. It means you only think about yourself. It's a typical egoist. That's what I understood. What is right, whatever is good for me. What is wrong, whatever is bad for me. He doesn't care about anybody. He just thinks about himself. That is how people are. They don't have a bigger picture. But the other thing is also true for the mystics, for those who have realized themselves, who are in tune, then it's true. Then these words are true. For the ordinary person is stupidity, for the wise person is the truth. What is right, whatever is good for me. Because he is in tune. He cannot do anything wrong because he is in tune. He's not an outsider. He doesn't think for himself as a separate entity. So from that point of view, it's true. But that they cannot think that he is a master. He sounds like an ego. And a Jesus, a Buddha, a guru, nobody sounds so much like an ego as them. For the little people. For the people who are only knows the language of the ego. Who do you think you are? Be aware of the mind. This is how they judge. What is right? Whatever is good for me. What is wrong? Whatever is bad for me. The crowd, now irritated beyond its patience, drove this dervish away. He went off, striding purposefully in a direction which led nowhere, as far as anyone knew. That is also a sign of the idiot. He just goes in a direction that doesn't lead anywhere. As far as anyone knows, this doesn't go anywhere. But no point to say anything to him, because he looks like an idiot. He behaves like an idiot. He will just get lost in the forest. But again, for a mystic, it has a totally different meaning also. So it just depends where you are. In the ordinary world, you have one level. But you have another level that doesn't belong there. And it's very difficult to understand that if you are just in the mind. you have to get more in tune with the mystic's vision. Because for a mystic, what he is also showing, all direction is the same. Who cares? Who cares where I end up? Anywhere is good, because I'm at home. How can there be any wrong direction? It's impossible. But this doesn't, the ordinary mind doesn't understand this. The crowd, irritated beyond its patience, drove this dervish away. He went off striding purposefully in a direction which led nowhere, as far as anyone knew. That is the deeper meaning from the mystic side. If you have found the real thing, then who cares if it goes to the forest or if it goes to the city where I can sleep? It doesn't make sense, because I'm not looking for a hotel, I'm not looking for a restaurant, I'm not looking for people. If I meet people, okay. If I meet the trees, okay. Who cares? You have always had these kind of people that is just roaming around. This Baudim, he is also showing them that don't be fixed, because it's always been groups who is more settling down in mystery schools, in ashrams. They are just stopping in one place. Then you have others, but much less, who is roaming around, and especially now. I do both. To give you a taste of both, how it is to settle down, and how it is to move. So you don't have any idea, because both is good, and more. But even Bahudin's disciple didn't understand this other side, this crazy side. No, they are very respected in Bokhara. They know. Always be open for the new. Fool, says Baudin, this man is acting the part of humanity. This man is really a mystic. You missed. He is acting out how you are, thinking that you know, thinking that you know where you are going, thinking that you know what is right and what is wrong because of the Quran or the Bible or your ideas. You don't know. Wake up. Thinking that you know where you, what direction is good and what direction is not good, you have no idea. And the beginning of learning is to accept that I don't know. And very, very few people come to that stage where they start understanding that they don't know. That is shattering. And if you don't have anything to hold on to, somebody to guide you, it's almost impossible to go through it. And if you have been touched by the love of the Master, then you can go anywhere. Then you don't think, because you know, out of love comes trust. If there is no love, then trust is impossible. That is the sign. If you have been touched, then it's just a big yes. Because who cares? Who cares what direction you go if there is love? But because people have not enter that dimension, they are always on guard. Is this the right way? Is this the right way or is that the right way? Should I go here or should I go there? Should I read that book or should I read this book? Should I go to that master or should I go to this master? This is how the mind is always split, never deciding. And you will never decide before you have gone deeper. And nobody wants to take responsibility. That's why you can also always ask. You ask, but don't put the responsibility on somebody else. You would like to. Because that is the habit, that you don't have the clarity to see yourself, and then you want to ask. That's why sometimes it's a little difficult for me to answer some questions, because I cannot say what is right and what is wrong for you. It's impossible. Only you have to feel. And that you cannot see before you have come to a place in yourself which is more clear. Then if I would say something, you could have blamed me. Oh, my master said this. The Baba said that. No, you don't fool me. I know. I'm very careful with that. When you come to a more place of clarity, then it doesn't really matter what you do, if you go that way or this way, if you get children or not children. It doesn't matter in the big picture, but it can matter in the beginning, because you are the one who has to take responsibility. And it's very difficult to take responsibility before you start being responsible. You only become responsible when you have something really responsible to take care of. That's why nobody is responsible. Because what are you responsible for? Your cat? Responsible to go to work? Being a bus driver? Responsible mission, or a taxi driver. How's it going with the taxi driving? Jaya, where's the taxi going?
I'm finishing up.
But which direction is the right direction?
No direction.
It's up to the customer. The masters, they just want to give you more clarity. They can't give you answers, because the answers, the true answers, is coming inside you. But another thing is that maybe you are not ready to get the clear answer. In the beginning, you still get shook up. You still get stirred up. You still get hurt. You still have your own ideas. You still have your expectations. You want to wake up, but you also don't want to wake up. And if you come to real man, he has to start stirring you up, because you are asleep. What to do? So this you have to see from the very beginning. Either stay under your blanket or be ready to wake up. Be aware of the mind. It's very difficult to stay asleep here. If you're attached to sleep, God bless. Go. So it's many things to understand in the beginning, because it's you entering a new territory. And it's also very difficult sometimes to give a straight answer, because you are not open to take it in, because you're only listening with your mind. And I'm talking to your being, to your heart. If that is not open, then it will be filtered through the mind. And the mind has many, many opinions and many, many ideas and many, many dreams. And that truth will just disappear there. It won't drip in to your real being. So that's why it's so important to let go of your ideas, to be open. Then this truth goes straight into your heart, like nectar. So you have to also see, are you worthy to understand? You have to be worthy to listen to the truth. You can't come in the way. Then it's very simple. Everything is very simple. But are you ready to be simple? To be empty? It's always like that. People always, they get hurt and they get shocked and they get stirred up and they get all kinds of things. And it's like you're looking in the mirror and you don't like your reflection. Get used to it. It's your reflection. It's just amazing how it is. It's your own future. It's your own self that is trying to hint something, but you don't want to see. Open your eyes, open your mind, open your heart. Air out. And join the caravanserai. Yeah! We go to the next level. Do ho
tum Allah ke mehboob ho tum Allah ke tori ata ke main
Which direction now? Just close your eyes and go in. Relax. Where's Vibi? You started celebrating now?
Yeah.
You accepting it?
Yeah.
Huh?
More and more.
Yeah? It takes a little time to change over, no?
That is true.
Yeah.
It takes more than I...
Than you expected.
Yeah.
That's why you don't expect anything. But now we can just go on now. Huh?
Yeah.
Should we just go on?
Yeah. Why not? Here.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Swaha, thank you for the bubbles of life and love. Thank you for beautiful sannyas. Thank you even more for my conscious trip I had down into my darkness. Thank you, Vibi. It's true. You need to be conscious and you need to have light to go into the deepest darkness. And when you have made light in the deepest darkness, then there is really light, not just shallow. Very good. Any questions? Okay, time over for that. There, Baba, I got to know about you through Jayamati and Yamuna, and more recently also through Ida. Among the comments, some images and stories, a love began to flourish, up to the moment where a specific picture, this year's Mystic Rose poster, touched me deeply. Nakab. He's here? No. Not yet. But on his way. It touched me deeply, and when I was going through a difficult moment, you appeared to me with the rose in your hand and said, "I'm waiting for you. Are you coming?" And I answered at once, "Yes, I'm coming. I'm coming." Then you kissed the rose and gave it to me. From this moment on, you have been with me. I just closed my eyes and you are there. In the last weeks, this call has been getting stronger and stronger. So much that we are now packing our bags to be in your physical presence as soon as you arrive back in Brazil. A moment in which I am euphorically waiting for. I like these words. And to receive sannyas and start wearing your mala. As an external symbol of surrender and love that are growing. This love that is growing inside of me. Swaha, thank you for calling me. He's all sannyasine. Thank you for being this eternal spring in which us as flowers can blossom with your light. Please, if you can, listen to song number 1 from this CD. With love, Nakab. Primavera is the title of the song. That's one of my names. Primavera. Yes, sweetie. Song lyrics. When the winter arrives, I want only to be with you. May the autumn come back, for I want to be with you. Because it's spring. It's spring. I love you. It is spring. It is spring. I love you, my love. I bring this rose to give it to you, my love. Today the sky is so beautiful. Rain, rain, go away, because it's spring now. It's spring, my love. it sounds like he's ready to come. Special for the Brazilian friends. Primavera. No, my dad is so happy. Come on. Come on, Fran. He's definitely coming. This reminds me of when I was a baby. Between me and China. Where's Savini? You know that your nice children has been writing to me?
Yeah.
You know? Huh? The two angels? No, they in the post box also? I got. How old is Mira now?
She's eight.
Eight. And Era? With children, I have no problem communicating, no? Because they are still innocent, no? They don't have this all these things that the grown-ups has to deal with. Huh? If we can just keep them like that. And they are very straight, yeah? You know you can trust the child because she has nothing to hide. That's really wisdom. Tushvaha from Mira. You are so kind and nice. Mira Sutra. What more is there to say? You are so kind and nice. Era, 10 years. I really, really wanted to write to you. I had to, because it's so long since we have talked. Love from Era. Tell us soon, soon. It's on the list. I don't know how much we will talk, but we will have fun. Sometimes talking just spoils the fun, no? It's better to stick to the fun now. Words can easily be misunderstood. But when you are not so identified with words, like children, they understand that beyond words. You can't fool them. You can say anything, but they always know how you are. Huh? That's why if the parents say, oh, I love you, I do everything, but if there is no love, they feel it. They can't fool a child. It feels much more. Who cares about the words? Hmm? And if you know, then you don't need to say much, you just know. Beloved, in your presence, my love, all needs, all despair, all loneliness, and all kinds of old fears just melts away. Your presence, my sweet love, is gentle and humble, soft and loving. Less me, more you. This crazy heart has found her beloved, and in his presence is where she just can be. Just be. The despair of the soul is coming to an end. Only your love could heal me, could heal so much pain. No, even when the darkness comes, it is impossible to forget you. In love is how my heart is beating. In love is how my heart is yours. Thank you, divine gift. Yours in love and devotion, Sugandhi. That's how it goes. Yes, Sugandhi? Even a crazy heart like you, no? Look now. So quiet. So quiet. Even Sugandhi, no more problem. May everyone find peace. Come to rest. Aum Shanti. Let the fighting be over. Invite the peace.